the Pandora Avatar people are gonna come get you, girl.
Hey y'all, it's LJ here, owner and founder of Smart Moms Plan Disney and Smart Moms Travel. We are so glad you're here for another episode of the Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast. Now, here's your host, Allie.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast. I am here today with Carla and Becky, and we are doing something so fun. I cannot wait to dive in. This is going to be an episode that if you are planning a trip to Disney World, you are going to need to get a notebook out and be ready to start taking notes, because we are going to be not only answering what I consider to be one of the most asked questions of somebody visiting Disney World, especially for the first time, but also just a very debatable topic that I think listeners are probably going to want to weigh in on. But before we begin, I of course want to remind our listeners to take a moment, stop what you're doing, like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Make sure that if you love this show, if you're looking forward to an episode as it drops every week, every Tuesday, you want it to hit your phone or wherever you're listening. So just take a moment, like and subscribe. It's a great way to help us while we help you with your Disney fix every single week. So thank you so much if you've already done that. And if not, please take a minute and do so. And of course, just a reminder, we have a Patreon community up and running. It has already been so much fun to connect with listeners, to give them resources that are really making them the Disney experts that they want to be as they plan their trip. And we want you in on that. We just created an amazing companion guide. If you've listened back a couple episodes to our character meal ranking episode, we've mentioned it a couple times here on the show since recording it, talked about all of the character meals on Disney property. Well, now you can get our companion guide, breaking down all of the character meals that you can eat, enjoy, experience while you are on your Disney vacation. It's a huge value, and for a limited time, if you join our Facebook community at Smart Moms Plan Disney Podcast, you're going to get that guide and get just a taste of what we're offering our Patreon subscribers. So we're so excited. If you're already in our Facebook community, no worries. You don't have to be a new member to get this awesome guide. We're going to make sure you have a chance to get it for free as well. So we're so thrilled to be offering that. Moment to sort of segue into what we're doing today. I'm here with Carla and Becky. We're all very opinionated Disney goers, and we're doing another ranking episode. So this time we are ranking something that people hold very, very, maybe even more dear to their hearts than character meals. And that's Disney snacks.
Let's talk about snacks, baby. Little salt and pepper for you. Salt and pepper.
Oh, man. I mean, people dress themselves for snacks at Disney World. Like, I'm here for the snacks. Everybody's walking around and just some people are just snack cart to snack cart to snack cart. And I really think some people put more value in their Disney snacks than they do their sit down dining.
They really do. And they Disney bound as snacks. They now have like lounge flies that are decorated as snacks. Like, Disney snacking is so high on everyone's list.
Yeah, I actually, this is a true story. Because I own a dance studio, I know somebody who can crochet costumes and crocheted one of my dancers a costume, and they were able to Disney bound as a Dole Whip. And that is just the sort of thing that people that go to Disney do, is dress like snacks, eat snacks, think about snacks, dream about snacks, plan for snacks. And I'm so excited today. We kind of came up with a list, not on our own. We polled people in our Patreon community to come up with what they felt were some of Disney's top snacks, combine that with what we as hosts thought were some of Disney's best snacks, came up with a list we feel really good about. And we're going to sort of break it down by location so it's easy to follow for our listeners. And I'm excited about this. Not only listen through to hear all the opinions on the different snacks, but stay tuned all the way to the very end where you can hear the complete ranking top to bottom as we calculated it in real time and find out right along with us what the best Disney snack will be. I'm a little nervous because when we ranked our character meals, it for the most part went in my favor, and I really felt like the ones that should be on top were. And I'm a little anxious that some of my snacks are going to fall today.
I have some pretty strong opinions here. So I don't know. Carla, what do you think?
I know you guys are always way smarter in your thinking and strategizing. I literally text Becky before this episode, like an hour and a half ago. I was like, are you guys going to strategize? Like, I know you guys. I was just going to wing it. But now I had to do a whole outline and list and calculations just to keep up with you guys.
I don't know that it's about anything other than, like, Allie, we know, is super competitive. She wants her answer to be right. But I'm not being swayed in this. Like, I have some strong feelings on some of these snacks and why people are wrong, why people are right. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think for me, it's okay if you don't agree with me, as long as listeners know that if a snack I really love is low on the list, they should still probably listen to me and go eat that snack. But we'll come up with a list. And I think it's also important to
say, sure, it's okay if they don't agree with you. Sure.
Okay, if you don't agree with me, but I still feel strong. I want to also say that I'm not going to change any of my scores. Nobody in this is going to change their scores to try to sway their snack to jump or drop anybody else's. Our scores are locked in. We have them, and now we're going to share them. So we did break this down by park. Like I said, if you are listening and you're planning a trip and this is something that means a lot to you, which is probably going to be the majority of our listeners, take notes, because we're, like I said, we're going to organize it by park and location and talk a little bit about them, rank them, do some math in real time, and have a list here at the end. So are you guys ready?
Let's go.
Ready.
All right. We're going to start at Magic Kingdom, because most iconic park, of course, everybody's going to the castle. Everybody's stopping at Magic Kingdom on their trip. And I want to preface this by saying, before we dive into these park specific snacks, as we go through and give our own personal rankings, don't be worried that something that you may have expected is left off the list. We also have some that you can find in multiple locations later on in the ranking. So to start, we're just doing park specific. We're going to head to Adventureland first. And this snack is really iconic. People absolutely, if you know about it, you probably have a very strong opinion about it. And if you don't know about it, you probably should know about it. Do you think that's a fair way to explain the spring roll cart over in Adventureland?
That line speaks for itself. Clearly, it's something that people want to try. It's things that people talk about on social media. Even if you're just trying it to mark it off your Disney list that you've tried it, I think that it's right up there.
Yes.
How many people do you think we just disappointed when you said the spring roll cart instead of the other very famous snack that's also in Adventureland?
Well, like I said, just don't be disappointed till we're all the way through the list. The spring roll cart, they change what spring rolls they offer. And today we're going to put the cheeseburger spring roll on our list. It is exactly what it sounds like. It's a spring roll wrapped with cheeseburger filling. And you get two of them when you order it. I want to start with Carla on this, the cheeseburger spring roll. I want to hear where Carla is ranking it and get your opinion. And before Carla gives us her number, for any listeners that maybe aren't familiar with the way we're going to do this, we have a sliding scale of 0 to 100. The reason we're making it so big is to really give room for us all to not only give our opinion, but to get a true ranking in the end. I think it's important to note that none of these snacks are really going to be bad snacks. I mean, maybe they're not going to be our personal favorites, but even the ones that are getting a low ranking, you know, we're ranking them against one another and in our own personal reference. So 0 to 100, Carla's starting cheeseburger spring roll.
Cheeseburger spring rolls, I'm going to go with an 81%. I think they're good. I think that overall, when we go through this list, there are going to be very few savory snacks in general. I think that Disney just goes heavy on the sweets, especially with the snacks. I like them. I'm not blown away by them. I've had some of the other flavors. What do y'all think?
Okay, I'll go next. Cheeseburger spring rolls got a 62 from me. It's a little above average. It's far below best. It is a heavy snack, so it's almost more like a meal for me. You know, if I eat a cheeseburger spring roll, that's going to handle me for a while, probably, especially if I eat both. Yes, I agree with what you said about savory versus sweet, but it's also far from my favorite savory snack on our list. And I think it's good, not great. Above average, not best, 62.
People are going to hate you.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm giving it a 65. cheeseburger spring roll, just not my favorite jam. My very first time trying a cheeseburger spring roll, fun fact, was I went and bought it, sat on the Hubgrass with LJ, and tried two spring rolls. I tried the cheeseburger spring roll and the pizza spring roll. And in my opinion, the pizza one was better than the cheeseburger one. It's just kind of greasy. It made such a cute picture, on the sitting on the Hubgrass, but not my jam.
Hey, divided a bit on the cheeseburger spring roll.
Womp, womp, womp.
I feel good about it though. I think this is a fun one. You know, it's one of those things where, especially if you've never been to Disney World, it's like, we've got to try the spring roll cart because everybody talks about the spring roll cart. So for that, I do think you should try it. I do think you should get one. I do think you should probably get your picture. I just want to manage expectations when you take
it. Did we already say where it's located in Adventureland? Because I do feel like that is a very highly asked question. It's literally right. It's before you get through like the little archway, correct?
Yeah, right there, right at the front.
On the right.
Yep, can't miss it. Well, you can miss it because it's small, but you'll probably see the line.
The line.
Yeah. Okay, I feel good about that. We're going to go to our next snack. This is also Magic Kingdom. This is the opposite end of the spectrum to me, completely different. And I think probably more popular over at Sleepy Hollow. You're going to go straight toward the castle to the left over the bridge. Sleepy Hollow offers the fruit and Nutella waffle. Three things that people absolutely love, you know, can't go wrong with that combination. It's classic, very, very popular, a little bit of powdered sugar on top. Beautiful picture with the castle in the background at one of the best castle spots on that bridge there, or on that pathway up the backside of the castle. Becky, you start with the Nutella strawberry waffle.
You set the scene perfect for this waffle because I don't know that there is a better spot to have a snack and take a picture than sitting there with the beautiful water view with the castle shining right there. But I'm just going to tell you, it's a 78 for me. It's delicious. But if I was going to Sleepy Hollow, I would probably choose a funnel cake over the fruit Nutella waffle.
The second that I put it at a 74. Which wow. is bad because you remember when we did the Fantasyland episode, I ended up having to use Sleepy Hollow and I brought up this waffle.
See, here you go right now. Now you're exposed because anybody can go back and listen to Magic Kingdom Fantasyland Draft and just know that Carla cheated to try to get votes, but then it didn't work because I still won. This is a good snack and I think most people like it. It's messy. I think Nutella just in general is messy, which is kind of difficult, you know, and it is beautiful. I don't personally love Nutella. That's just not a go-to for me. So I do have a lot of my own personal preferences in my scoring. I just want to preface that and say, if strawberry Nutella is a combination you run to and you love, then you probably will love this snack more than I do. But for me, it's a 68. And just because it's messy and it's not my favorite flavors, I don't gravitate to Nutella.
I think since Becky mentioned the funnel cake from there, I would also like to mention the savory version of the waffle, which is that kind of spicy chicken with the slaw. I actually would go to that way more times over the Nutella waffle.
I would too. However, I feel like that's not even a snack at that point. Once you're throwing chicken in it, that's a meal. Like that is, and it's delicious.
Healthy
it's
snack. Delicious. Fair. But you're in Magic Kingdom and the dining there is subpar anyways, so why not eat a bunch of snacks as meals?
I agree with that 100%. And I will say, like, my scores here for both Magic Kingdom snacks are a little on the just above mediocre side. I would personally probably pick other things that we're going to talk about later at Magic Kingdom, and just it's all a little, like you just said, Carla, subpar for me. But those are iconic. People want those fruit Nutella waffle, cheeseburger spring roll. You really can't go wrong. It's just also not going to be the best thing you have on your trip. So I feel good about those scores.
I agree.
I want to travel to Animal Kingdom then. We're going to go to the Harambe Fruit Market where you can get the street corn. Street corn has a really delicious seasoning on it. Very specific to Animal Kingdom. You know, these are flavors you're not necessarily getting other places. It is doused in butter. It is really, really good. This is a snack for me. This is my jam. This is what I love to eat. It's a go-to for me. I gave the street corn an 88.
Go ahead, Becky. What do you think about the street corn?
I think that the street corn is, I don't know what it is about me in pictures, but it's one of those like greasy, like you just want to dig your teeth into it and you know it's just going to make you sloppy and I don't know, but you know that your mouth is watering. Like my mouth is watering thinking about it. It's not as high as Allie. Street corn is definitely something I enjoy, but it doesn't feel super Disney to me. I don't know. I went with a 72.
I ranked it probably one of my highest. I ranked it at a 92, and I don't think it feels Disney, but I think it feels very Animal Kingdom. And I think that they're always so intentional with everything they did at that park. So it's definitely high on the list. I love the saltiness and the butteriness, and it's kind of like a curry flavor. I don't know. That's my jam.
I love the way you just put that, Carla. It doesn't feel super Disney, but it feels super Animal Kingdom. Isn't that kind of Animal Kingdom in itself? You know, that park doesn't feel quote unquote super Disney. It's not, it doesn't have the same vibes as the other parks do, or the same type of magic or enchantment vibes that you feel from Disney and the other parks, but it still is very Disney in its own Animal Kingdom way. And that's how I feel about the street corn. I don't want to give away if it's one of my highest or anything like that, because I want to stay spoiler free here on the list, but I do absolutely love this corn. I think Disney kind of knocked it out of the park and you really can't go wrong. It's delicious. It's good for a photo. It's not that expensive. It's like $5, $5.30, I think, something around that ballpark last time I was there. And I think that's a really reasonable price. I mean, you sometimes soda costs that much at Disney World. You know, this is a really good value, a really good flavor. I don't think a lot of people know about it either. You know, when you go to Animal Kingdom, you don't want to just hit the snacks that you can find everywhere. You really want to be intentional, just like you said, Carla, they were in this park in general, and finding the things that are specific to Animal Kingdom. Okay, so I want to then go to the Pongu Pongu, which is also at Animal Kingdom. We'll stick with this park, where you can get the Pongu Lumpia. And I hope I'm not butchering the way that you pronounce that, but it is, Carla, explain this snack.
So this is going to be a pineapple cream cheese spring roll. So again, Disney is really killing it with the spring rolls. It's warm and it's sweet, a little savory kind of with the cream cheese. It's a good snack. People love it. This is definitely one of the snacks that people talk about a lot at Animal Kingdom. What do you guys think about it?
I will just say that I have a mild food allergy to pineapple and I hate cream cheese. So I could go ahead and give you my score, but that kind of sums up where I'm at on this one. I'm out on the Pongu Lumpia because of those things. Cream cheese, I don't eat it. And I have a mild, my throat's going to itch if I eat pineapple. So I gave it a 46. This one's not for me, but those are really personal reasons. I can totally see where this is a really popular snack. I can see why people would be drawn to it, even want it, even seek it out. Not me, not ever, not going to be something I purchase.
I can say that I typically do love spring rolls or egg rolls, like all of that kind of vibe. I really do love. I love pineapple. I love cream cheese. And I hated this snack. I am not like a put pineapple on my pizza kind of girl. Do not warm up my pineapple. It just was a hard miss for me. I'm giving it a 24.
The Pandora avatar people are going to come get you, girl. I kind of agree, though. I don't love it. I don't like the way you bite into it and it kind of like oozes into your mouth. Did people have an issue with the word ooze? Because I'm sorry, but that's how I would describe it. I gave it a 52. I would personally, at this stand, I would rather get the giant pretzel that's there. It's actually one of my favorite pretzels on property. It didn't make our list because not that many people talk about it or know about it, but that would be my pick from there.
Or just a green beer and call it a day.
Yeah. Or that, what is it? A night blossom? The one that's like a frozen thing with the
berry
things
the
on top? Mm, so good.
Yeah.
There are better picks. This one's not for me. I can't believe you said something just explodes or oozes into your mouth and then also gave it a 52. This just feels not right. But I mean, if you are a warm up my pineapple and I love cream cheese and oozy explosions, go for it. But it's just not going to be for me. There's better things. Go get the street corn up the street. Okay, I feel good about that. I feel like we're really similar in our thinking so far. I wasn't expecting us to be too far off, but I'm interested in some of these ones we have coming up. We're going to go to Epcot. This one was really hard for us because there are so many snacks in Epcot, especially if you're going during a food festival, which if you're going any time of year, chances are you are. The snack booths, the food booths that are ever changing based on the festival. I mean, typically I'm eating at those and not just getting Epcot stapled snacks, with a couple exceptions. And that's the ones that are on our list. The first one, and I want to go to Becky first because I know you really love the caramel corn. And so I want you to, well, I think you do. I mean, I guess I'll hear your ranking.
Caramel corn is going to draw you in. You're walking around World Showcase, you're coming into Germany, and you are going to smell the caramel corn. It's going to pull you in. You might be standing in line to meet Snow White right next to this little caramel shop. There is so many great options in this caramel shop, but while you're walking in, you're watching them make the caramel corn. It is fresh, it is warm, it is everything that is perfect in a snack. And for that purpose, it is my perfect snack at Disney, which is why it gets a 100.
100.
100?
100. It's good when it's fresh. It's good when it's cold. I'm grabbing a bag and taking it home.
I knew you were the right person.
Allie is changing her score in her head right now.
I'm not. Everybody can see my hands. I'm not changing it. I got my list in front of me. First of all, it's not a 100. It's good. And here's what I will agree with you on. When you're walking through, the smell does draw you in. And 99% of the time, I am a zombie and I just am walking in because I smelled it and I didn't know I needed it. But as soon as I smell it, I do. Also, 99% of the time, once I get it, I take a few bites and then I'm like, oh yeah, that was good. And then I'm done with it because it's very, very sweet. You can't eat a whole bag, not at least at once, which maybe that's good because you're going to get a lot of time out of it, but it's not. You're not going to walk around World Showcase and just keep eating it. I mean, it kind of.
Yes, you are. You're going to do that. You're going to pay $6.99 for a snack that's going to feed your entire family's sweet tooth. You can pre-order it on the app. You can walk right up and skip that entire line because you know you're getting the best thing that's in that entire shop. It's amazing.
It is really good and it does draw me in, but it's not my favorite. But I did give it I gave it a 72.
Oh, straight to the heart.
I think that's a pretty good score.
Now, Becky, tell me, when you're eating it, do you eat it right away or do you let it kind of sit and do you eat it right from the store?
Sometimes I will. If we have something we're waiting for, like going and sitting out, you guys know that area, right? It's Germany, it's Italy. It's that beautiful area. You can go and sit. If there's a table available to just overlook the water of the World Showcase, I'm totally going to eat it warm, but I'm just as apt to hold on to it and have it as a snack on the drive home after the park day.
I'm going to say, I kind of love it after it's kind of sat in that bag and it gets all chewy and sticky and you know how popcorn gets. And I actually really love it at that point, but I'm still only going to give it an 82.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think the reason for my score is what you just said, Becky. Those tables overlooking the water and you can see Spaceship Earth. It's such a great moment. You're halfway through World Showcase about, you know, when you're there. And if I'm sitting down and I'm thinking about what I'm having, I'm not sitting down and having caramel corn. You know, I want something different in that moment. Walking, driving, something like that's great. But yeah, I mean, you really can't go wrong and the smell is going to draw you in. And I grabbing a bag is absolutely a good idea. Okay. Continuing on. In World Showcase, you go to France, and we've talked about this on the Epcot draft episode. I believe Stacy actually picked it as her Epcot snack, and it is the croque glacé from the ice cream shop there in France. It's the warm pastry with the scoops of ice cream in it. It's messy, it's cold, it's hot, it's all the things. And Carla, you go first.
Why'd you have to start with me? I wanted to love this because of the kind of it's like an ice cream sandwich, but it's odd because the bread is warm and soft. It's like a regular brioche roll, but with ice cream. And then I think you can choose caramel or chocolate sauce. I gave it a 68. It's not my favorite.
That's too low. This is really tasty.
I agree.
62 is too low. Ice cream is also not typically my go-to favorite thing. I mean, listeners are probably like, what do you like? I like the street corn. ice cream is not normally my favorite, but I do like to wait in that ice cream line in France. If I'm going to get ice cream, this is a great place to kind of give in and say, yeah, this is the ice cream I think I want. It's really good. I think the combination of the sauce and the ice cream and the pastry they do complement each other well. I gave this an 83 because I think it's really specific to France. It's really specific to the park you're in. It is one of those things where when you're eating it, you're like, oh, I am in Epcot right now. And so because when I'm snacking in any of these parks, I really like to feel like I'm at Disney and I'm in this park and I am having the snack because I'm here. That's why I really like it.
I agree on that. And I think that exactly what you're talking about is part of why caramel corn is a 100 for me. Like, it's in Epcot. Epcot is my park. It just gives me all of the fills that comes from Epcot. And France is an amazing pavilion. This is the snack to get in France, in my opinion. And the only thing wrong with this is it's very messy. Like, if you have to eat it very quickly, especially if it's a very hot day. And that line can be a really long line. And it feels like, I don't know, it's always way outside of the ice cream shop. You can easily spend a half an hour in line for this. So that's really the only thing I think wrong with it. It's delicious. I actually gave it a 94. I love it.
94?
Put the caramel ice cream in it, drizzle the caramel sauce over it.
I was going to say, what kind of ice cream flavors have you got? Maybe that was my ice cream flavor.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. I guess you do have to be really specific on the combination because you get to build it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or they build it, but you tell them how. 94 is too high.
No.
It's good. It's not that good.
It's okay. My score is too low, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We were torn on that one. Listeners, I would really love to hear what they think of that one because the line really is long. You do have to wait. You have to really want it in order to get it, you know? And even if you just want a scoop of ice cream there, you're going to wait. Okay. I'm interested to see where that falls on our list.
I love that little nook back there. Like when you turn that left at the Eiffel Tower and it's like, I mean, you feel for sure like you're on the streets of Paris. And the ice cream shops on your left and the is it patisserie is straight ahead of you. I don't know. I just love that little area right there.
Yeah, I do too. And you can get the champagne flight right across the, I was going to say street, but it's really just more of like a little French alleyway. It's really mm-hmm. beautiful.
I have spent $35 on one glass of champagne back there.
Me too. Me too. And I actually.
And I'll do it again.
I was about to say, I'll actually do it every time I go if I have. That's my favorite place to just stop and hang out in Epcot is just in that back little area. The music is going. And that's why I said I'm not really an ice cream person just by nature, but that's the kind of environment I want to eat ice cream in.
I wish that the France Pavilion had more like outside little tables for you to sit at in that area. I know it's so scrunched and all of that, but every time I get this snack, we always end up just sitting on a curb or something. Like, I wish that it felt like there was a couple more tables for you to sit down as a family and just chill because the vibes are
amazing. Because there's only like two or three bistro tables. And it's like a little cobblestone street, isn't it?
Yeah,
or did I right. just make that up?
No, it is.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I love it.
It is.
Yeah, I want to be there right now. And Carla, I'll help you build your croque glacé better and we'll give it a shot. Get your 62 up. Okay, let's go to Norway. Which of you loves the school bread? Or
yes.
Carla, you take this one. Talk about the school bread.
Okay. It is a sweet, in parentheses, extremely dry roll. It has a custard oozing out of the top and it's dipped in like toasted. Is it toasted coconut? Did I sell it to you guys?
Mm.
It's definitely a popular snack.
It is. People really love school bread, but it's people that also love toasted coconut, which I'm like terrible again. I don't, you know, that's just school bread is not for me. I don't like the school bread. I agree with everything you just said. I don't like custard. I don't like pineapple. I know that people do. And so once again, I just want to say that if those are things that you like, my dad loves custard and pineapple. He probably loved the school bread. Like I could go in and I could get him it and he'd probably give it a 90. My dad doesn't host this podcast and I don't like flaky coconut. I don't like the texture. I don't like it fresh. I don't like it toasted. It's not good, but you get it in Norway. It is really iconic to that pavilion, which I do like about it. That's cool. I gave it a 20.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, Becky, what's your wow? Where do you fall?
I think just the iconicness of it gives it some sort of value, but I agree. I can't actually have it because I'm allergic to coconut, but my coconut is an adult onset allergy. So I actually do love coconut. I just can't have it anymore. But I wanted it to be like a donut. Like I wanted it to be sweet, filled with custard. And it just wasn't. It felt more like eating a roll.
Like dense.
Yeah.
It's a roll. It should have been more flaky.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. What's your score?
That's exactly. It should have been more like a, I don't know. I just wanted it to be more like a donut, like a custard filled donut. And it just wasn't. I gave it a 45. It's under mediocre to me.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I pretty close to your score. I did a 49. So just under 50%. I agree. It should be flakier, less dry, less dense of a roll. And I wanted to love it because everybody else seems to love it, but I just didn't. You know what I do love there, though, is the Viking coffee.
Oh, good gracious. Yes. Frozen Viking coffee.
Again, we got our list from listeners in our communities, as well as some of our own personal opinions. So I like saying what our alternatives would be. School bread is so popular. It is so iconic. I understand that people love it. That's where we fall on it. But if I'm in there, I'm with Carla, I'm getting a Viking coffee. That's usually toward the start of your time in World Showcase. It's a great time to get that drink. So yeah, I think there's just better choices. And that's what I would do. Before we continue on, that's our scores for Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, and Epcot for some of the most well-known snacks in those areas. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will keep going on our snack list.
Are you a dedicated fan of the Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast and feel the need to take notes while listening to each and every episode? Our Diamond Mind Patreon subscription is a perfect fit for you. Every month, our Diamond Mind subscribers receive a new Disney travel guide that simplifies and organizes the podcast content. Join our community at patreon.com and search for Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast. Joining our Patreon supports our woman-owned small businesses and allows you more simplicity and support in planning your next Disney vacation. Join us at patreon.com and we'll see you there.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are ranking snacks all over Disney World today, taking from Patreon subscribers recommendations for snacks that they either want to try or have tried. We are ranking them to give a top list in order of the things you should try and why or why not we think they are good. Be sure to listen all the way to the end of this episode, because after we talk through all these things, we're going to get a list in real time and we're going to know where all these things fall. I'm so excited because I hope my favorites make the top and we haven't even gotten to some of my favorites yet. So far, we've kind of covered that. I think we're all in agreement that the street corn at Animal Kingdom is pretty high. So I'm going to be interested to see where that falls on the final list. And we all don't like the school bread in Epcot in Norway. So we're going to keep going. We're going to move right on into Hollywood Studios. In Hollywood Studios, you find Toy Story Land. Toy Story Land is a great addition to this park. We've talked about it a lot on the show. And one of the things I remember when Toy Story Land was brand new is that this restaurant, this quick service restaurant called Woody's Lunchbox, was opening, and you were going to be able to get homemade lunchbox tarts, a take on the classic Pop-Tart. And when I heard that a few years ago, I was so excited. I just couldn't wait to go to Toy Story Land. I was absolutely getting a lunchbox tart. And then I did. Typically, they have a lemon blueberry flavor or a raspberry flavor. That can vary. Sometimes they also have a Nutella flavor. And those are the three that you'll find most often. And I think even seasonally, they may have other ones that you may be able to try. So it's always really good to kind of look in the app and see what's being offered at any given time. But it's also important to know that it does change. I think for purposes of this conversation, that lemon blueberry is probably the one that's there the most often. It's the yellow and blue one. It has the Pixar ball on it. And it's kind of dry. It's kind of a letdown. I really was hoping, and I was surprised that they didn't have like a cinnamon offering. Have they ever offered that? Like a classic cinnamon?
No, if they had a brown sugar cinnamon, like a legit Pop-Tart, that would be the bomb.
When I knew that they were doing this, when I heard they were doing the lunchbox tarts, that's what I thought was going to happen, because I think that's probably one of the most popular Pop-Tarts there are. It's certainly my favorite. And if that was being offered, I think I would probably really love it. I don't like the fruit ones that they offer. I think they're a little dry. I think the icing is super stiff. and not great. It's, you know,
more of a fondant.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that eats it and loves it and eats the whole thing.
Katie does. Katie, are you kidding me? She is like dying right now listening to this.
I bet she would legit give it 100.
Yeah, you're right. Does she literally, like, I know she loves it, but she gets it and like orders it and eats the whole thing and loves the whole thing. Every bite.
But not only, she takes them home too. Like when I went with her, she ordered like 3 or 4 and she takes them home. She loves it. She's dying right now.
Well, she can die a little more because I gave it a 36. I think I gave it a little higher than some of the other things on the list that I've said, or maybe just one thing, because it's a good idea. It gets points for being a good idea in Toy Story Land, but it falls short. I don't like the flavors they picked. I think they could have done it better. Like, where's the s'more lunchbox tart?
Seriously. Like, take the actual...
Actually, wait a second. There, right now, I looked at the menu, and there's a hot chocolate Pop-Tart, and it has mini marshmallows. I think it's their take on a s'more Pop-Tart.
Okay, I would maybe like that. I would try that. So again, this is going to really be dependent on the flavor they're offering. I've only ever had the Nutella, raspberry, and lemon blueberries. That's 3 flavors. 3 for 3. Did not love them.
The first time I ever had it was actually not at Woody's Lunchbox. It was the Popped Art at the art festival, but it is very, very similar. Basically the same thing, a little bit more frosting on the one there. I've tried it at the art festival. I've tried multiple flavors at Woody's Lunchbox. I want to like it because it is a freaking cute photo. Hold it up in front of Slinky Dog. Take your cute picture. Take a picture with your kid taking a bite out of it. Oh my gosh, it's so cute. But it's just a miss for me. I gave it a 47.
I gave it a 43, so I'm not far off from you guys.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be really in line with this one. I know people are going to be disappointed because I think a lot of listeners have probably heard of this, probably have another list to try. I just want to be really honest and manage expectations.
Maybe we're getting it wrong and come tell us in social media world. Like, did we get this wrong on the Pop-Tarts? I know Katie's going to weigh in.
Not only that, but because you keep mentioning it, all these photo ops, I want to see everybody's foodie like pics. Show us your Disney snacks. Show us your Mickey shaped foods. Like, we want to see it.
Yeah. The lunchbox tart, holding it right up to Slinky Dog, and you can get it right when the coaster car is like on that hill. It's a good picture.
Or you go to the Pixar ball that's right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You can make it happen. Okay, good. We're going to stay in Hollywood Studios. Now, I'm excited to talk about this because I really actually do need listeners to weigh in. We took listener feedback, and then the three of us debated on this snack because it's a cookie. It's the Jack Jack Num Num cookie, which you can get at Hollywood Studios sort of as you're walking on your way back to Toy Story Land. There's a station there, a hut there. I don't know what you want to call it, but you can get the Jack Jack. This is not my favorite cookie in the park. I prefer the Wookie cookie, which is a homemade take on the, like, an oatmeal cream pie with Wookiee belt chocolate on it, tons of cream. It's really, really delicious. You get that at the Backlot Express. I love that cookie. I get it pretty much every time I go to Hollywood Studios, but it's not on our list today. So I just want listeners to know about it, though, because I think it's a better pick than the Jack Jack. The Jack Jack cookie is a chocolate chip cookie, and they pipe the smell in or something. I don't think this cookie is actually making that smell. Do you?
I think the cooking of it actually is making the smell, although they have to have some sort of smell they're projecting. And I don't know if you know this. Allie, you've been to Disneyland, right? So on the Incredicoaster, they do pipe that smell into the Incredicoaster in Disneyland. I think that might be what's pulling me in on why I think the Jack Jack is worthy of ranking, is the smell is iconic. When you're walking to Toy Story Land, you're going to smell it.
Mm-hmm.
And did you even describe it? Okay, it's in like this cupcake wrapper. It's a very shallow cupcake wrapper, and it has polka dots on it. Super cute. It's like a cookie chocolate chip, extremely dense, like muffin that didn't rise. So it's just super gooey, and it's normally served. It should be served warm, right? It's delicious. I ranked it pretty high. I'm ranking it at an 85.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite sweet snacks at the parks.
Are you pairing it with milk, Carla?
No, because I don't drink milk. But man, if it came with some vanilla ice cream, I would be all over it.
Mm.
Yeah, I actually did. I know I didn't talk great about it because I do like the Wookiee cookie better, but I actually did score it high too. We get the Jack Jack and I do like it. I mean, it's a really good snack. It's just not my favorite one, but I gave it a 75. I think it's really tasty. I think the texture's really good. It's pretty filling. If you want to, as a snack, even though it is a sweet, you can share it. Really shareable. And I think it's good. I think it's a good pick.
I want to love it. I really do want to love it because I love warm, fresh baked chocolate chip cookies, but I don't particularly love chocolate. And I feel like this is dense in chocolate. And it's like you said, Carly, it's a dense cookie. And I've had it three different times. And two of those three times, it felt a little dry to me. And so I'm going with my average there. And so I'm probably being a little more harsh than people would love me to be on this, but I'm giving it a 57.
Wow, I'm really surprised.
Rude.
Yeah. A cookie is way better than the lunchbox tart.
Oh, it is definitely better than the lunchbox tart for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I feel really good about that. Those are some of the most well-known, sought-after things in the parks specifically, right? That you can just get in each of those parks. I just want to keep saying that. We're getting close here to rounding on our list. I am going to jump now to a resort-specific snack. The Mickey Beignets, a snack you can find at Port Orleans French Quarter, which is a moderate level resort that you can only get to by bus from the parks. So you have to really, really want a Mickey Beignet to go have a Mickey Beignet. You're going to have to really think about your route. You can also get there by boat from Disney Springs, but it's not necessarily going to be in your day plans. It's good for a down day. If you really want to try a beignet, you're going to have to map a route to get there. Important to note that we are kind of thinking, and there's no way to know this for sure. This is just us guessing that this is going to be a snack that's going to be probably available at Magic Kingdom, hopefully this year, when all of the Tiana's things open and start functioning over in Frontierland. I mean, right? We think.
It has to be, right? I'm so in love with Mickey beignets. It is not as good as caramel corn, in my opinion, but getting them warm, it's worth the trip for me to go over there. I'm not going to do it every single trip, but if I can fit it into my trip, I'm going to go over to Port Orleans French Quarters, give it a try. The first time we tried Mickey beignets, I wanted the cute picture with holding it up. It's doused in powdered sugar, like doused in powdered sugar everywhere. It's going to be a mess, but they're warm and they're delicious. And you can get them in like a three pack or a six pack.
You get several of them and you get three dipping
Dipping
sauces.
sauces. Yeah. So we did a six pack for our family. And I think you save a pretty good amount of money by doing a six pack versus multiple three packs. But I had my daughter taking a picture of me, like going to bite into my beignet. And I just breathed out of my nose, just breathed. And it was everywhere. My entire clothes were spotted white. You need a bib. You need a bib, but it's so worth the mess. I gave it an 89.
Yeah, I really hate that this snack is hard to get to. I'm really hoping we're right that it's going to come to Magic Kingdom because beignets are one of my favorite foods just in general. And then anything that's going to be shaped like Mickey gets extra points from me. The dipping sauces are delicious, but to be quite honest, you don't even need them. Like just eating Mickey's ear off that beignet with all that sugar. My family stayed a night at Port Orleans on one of our trips recently within the last year. And that was the first time that my family had had the Mickey beignets. And it was like one of the best hours of our trip, like just sitting there in that little cafe and all of us trying the different sauces. My kids were so happy. I love this snack so much. I cannot believe that a snack like this exists at just one, resort that's hard to get to at Disney World. And I kind of think it's a best kept secret for that reason. And when I'm working with families as a Smart Moms travel agent and we're looking at French Quarter, I'm like, this resort is worth considering just for the beignets and the ease of getting them. It's among my favorite snacks in all of Disney World, and I gave them a 95.
I am right there with you. I love it. I hate that it's so hard to get to. And just like you, Becky, the first time I ate it, I think I actually inhaled some powdered sugar and then coughed, and it literally went everywhere. We have to share those pictures online, right? Do you
Yes,
still
we
have
have
your
to.
picture? Yeah. I gave it a 90. I think it's worth finding a way to get there. I think probably your best bet is to go check it out while you're at Disney Springs. Take the boat over because that's just a really pretty boat ride in general. Definitely worth a visit to.
Yeah. And like this year we have Tiana's Bayou Adventure opening in Magic Kingdom. And I'm so excited for that to open. It's going to be a huge moment in Magic Kingdom. But honestly, if we find out Mickey beignets are coming, I'm going to celebrate so hard. It's going to be like the biggest celebration of the year for me, maybe even more than the ride.
If it was coming, which are you getting in line for first, Mickey beignets or Tiana's Adventure?
You know, I think the fact that I'm even considering the beignets means that it's a really good snack.
True.
But for that reason, for any Smart Moms travel agents listening today, the Hidden Mickey will be celebrate. So I feel really good about that one. I'm excited we talked about it. I'm so glad it was included. Now we are going to talk about some iconic snacks that listeners are probably thinking, where is that snack and why haven't you talked about it? The reason is our last category here is going to be snacks you can find at multiple locations. A lot of these you can find really at any park and at your resort and at Disney Springs. Some of them are just multi-location and not every location. But we're going to start with the Dole Whip. If you're getting a shirt that says, I'm here for the snacks, like the A is probably a Dole Whip. You know, this is a snack that everybody knows about. People are intentional about making sure they get a Dole Whip. The first Dole Whip I ever had was at Aulani, which is Disney's Hawaiian resort. So you can imagine Dole Whip, Hawaii, pineapple. Now, I know I said I'm allergic to pineapple. It is not like I'm going to have anaphylaxis. It just like is an uncomfortable, makes my throat itch. So I avoid it when it's not something I love, but like I can eat a Dole Whip if that makes sense. And I don't love the texture of a Dole Whip. I think it's like the whippy lightness of it maybe is what it is. What do you think?
I love Dole Whip. My first time having Dole Whip was actually waiting to get into the Tiki Room in Disneyland. Disneyland was my home park for a really, really long time. And that was the only place for a long time you could get Dole Whip was Disney Resorts or at the Dole Plantation in Hawaii. And it's just near to my Disney heart. Like, I think it's just nostalgic for that reason. I actually prefer the float over a regular Dole Whip. But the consistency is definitely something that can rub people the wrong way. I absolutely adore it. I love Dole Whip. And I think it is.
I was going to say, how would you describe it? It's kind of like a pineapple sorbet.
Kind of like a sorbet.
Like a soft serve.
And it's softer than sorbet. Like it's coming out of a soft serve machine.
I don't
machine,
know if I like
right?
sorbet. I guess a little. Mm-hmm. Sorbet is a
yeah,
little.
But it's dairy free, which I think is super important to note because there's probably not a lot of sweet options that are going to be dairy free, but this is definitely one.
Yeah. It's good for a lot of reasons in that way.
I love Dole Whip, but I hate that it's becoming so readily available. Like you can buy Dole Whip in the Walmart frozen section at this point, which I hate because I loved that it was so iconically Disney.
Yeah, it really is. And you can get it. I love like the classic place to get it, of course, is in Magic Kingdom in Adventureland, which Carla mentioned earlier. People are like, why are you talking about the other Adventureland snack? This is probably better than the cheeseburger spring roll, I would think. And you could also get it over at the Polynesian, among now other various locations around Disney World. Because of how Disney ingrained this snack is, it got a lot of points for me for that. Lost a little points because it's just, I don't know, it's just not my go-to. There's some other ones that I would prefer get, especially when it comes to just iconic Disney snack. I gave it a 70.
Do any of you do or prefer the non-pineapple Dole Whip? Like there's a lot of varieties of
I was going to say, this is obviously, we're going for the traditional Dole Whip, in which I gave a 75 to. But I would say if I had to choose a Dole Whip, I would probably go over to Disney Springs and get one of the other flavors. Where's that
at? The Swirls on the Water.
Swirls on the Water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they normally do like a Dole Whip sampler.
Yeah. And they're so cute. I love the Halloween one that they do that was like the Sanderson Sisters, the Dole Whip Flight. I actually think I would choose a non-pineapple Dole Whip pretty much every single time.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess I should give mine is actually a 75 as well.
I gave it a 70.
Mm-hmm. Carla gave a 75.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, that seems fair. That I think we did the Dole Whip justice there. Most people are going to get it because of what it is, mm-hmm. right? Okay, good. So now I want to talk about, you tell me if I'm wrong, is this the most iconic snack at Disney World? The Mickey bar.
I think so. Becky's, you guys can't see Becky. She's giving us this face already. I love a Mickey bar. Anytime I go to Disney, I'm not at Disney unless I'm eating a Mickey bar. It's the ice cream inside, and don't get the one at the grocery store. It's not the same. The one at Disney has the most like velvety vanilla ice cream on the inside. And if you get it on a hot day, it is dripping all over you. Your first instinct always is to bite an ear off. You get your picture like super quick. It's great. It's one of my favorite treats. And for that, I'm giving it a 90 just because Disney isn't Disney without the premium ice cream bar.
I agree with you completely. I've talked about the Mickey bar a lot on the show. People know I love Mickey bars in my family. It's just, it is also a nostalgia thing for me because my grandpa loved the Mickey bar. I have the cutest Mickey bar t-shirt. It has a bite out of the ear, like you just talked about. I have Mickey bar ears with a bite out of the ear. The best bite of a Mickey bar is the lower rim of the ear as it connects to the head of Mickey. And it's just this like thicker area of chocolate. And it's like you save that little bite. That bite combined with the ice cream, you get it when you want to sit down for a minute. You get it when you just want to keep walking. You can literally have it anywhere. I'm happy eating it in any park. I love the Mickey bar. I will have one every day of my trip if I can. I almost get sad when I get my first one because it's always like this big moment for me. Like, oh, the first Mickey bar of the trip, you know, and then that moment's gone. You can get them on the cruise. You can order a Mickey bar on Disney cruises at dinner every night. I mean, this is Mickey bars are everywhere. And yeah, don't buy the ones at the grocery and then think you know what a Mickey bar is. That's just not true. I gave the Mickey bar a 97. This is where it's at. I just love it. I didn't do it because of flavors. I didn't do it because of any other reason than this is Disney. This means Disney. This is delicious. It's great for a picture. It's nostalgic. It's a con. I mean, it's Mickey bar. This is the one.
I would venture to say too, it's, well, I don't know. The beignets are pretty up there. It's my favorite Mickey-shaped food.
It's my favorite Mickey-shaped food for sure. I just love it. So, well, I love Mickey waffles too, but Mickey bar is probably number one, and then Mickey waffle. But I just, it is Disney to me.
I am so going to lose my Disney card for this, girls. Like, I love the picture. That's where it stops. The ice cream is very awesome. Like, I would say that's the best part of it is once you get rid of the chocolate on it, because the chocolate feels like plastic coated to me. Like, the texture of the chocolate is just not my vibe. And Carla's like, it's going to be amazing. You're going to bite into it. It's going to be running down your arm. And I'm going to be like, and it's chocolate and it's vanilla running down your arm. Like, oh, like, don't
mute her. Can somebody mute her?
if my food is touching my skin, I am like dry heaving it. Just, I love the picture. And for that purpose, it's saving it above average, but it is nowhere near the top for anything. Like, if I'm choosing a Mickey shaped ice cream, I am choosing the Mickey shaped ice cream sandwich. And maybe this needs to be something we need to do a poll on in our socials. Like Allie was like, Nom cookie or Wookie cookie. This needs to be premium ice cream bar or a Mickey ice cream sandwich, because I love the ice cream sandwich. I would rate an ice cream sandwich really, really high, but the dripping vanilla and chocolate down my arm is getting a 63.
Ugh, I can't believe you just used dry heaving and Mickey bar in the same explanation. And like, the Mickey ice cream sandwich just doesn't hit right on a hot day. That,
yes,
cookie
it
just
does. With the cookies and cream ice cream and the two sandwiches, like, oh, it's so good.
All right. Mickey bar is where it's at, but we're good. Moving right along, this is what I think we all like. I'm not sure where this is going to hit, but we're just talking classic Disney World popcorn. Popcorn buckets at Disney World are a real thing. You know, they're collectible. They are ever changing. People will try to research which buckets they're going to get to see on their trips. And you can get popcorn, of course, without the refillable collectible bucket and just have popcorn, but you can get it everywhere. Carla, what is your take on Disney popcorn?
Love popcorn. Popcorn is my go-to. Again, anytime I'm at Disney, we're eating popcorn. We have purchased the buckets and we get refills all day long. It's the best snack to hold your kids over in long lines. I rated it at a 95.
Wow, that's intense. I personally love Disney popcorn as well. I have Disney popcorn every single trip. No matter what park I'm going to, no matter where I'm going, Disney popcorn is the treat that my kids want over and over and over. We have about 57 of the $13 refillable buckets. We love Disney popcorn. In fact, we just went and saw Wish not too long ago, and I'm sitting in line. We got our bag of popcorn at the movie theater. We went and sat down, and I was like, I just wish that I was having Disney popcorn while I'm sitting here watching this Disney movie. It's just, it's superior to any other popcorn except the caramel corn. And so for that purpose, I gave it an 86. I think it's a pretty solid Disney snack.
I also love Disney popcorn. I regularly will just have popcorn for dinner. I just like popcorn in general. Movie theater popcorn I love, but you're right, Becky. Disney popcorn is just a notch above. I also really do love that you can combine it, make it a souvenir. You know, I don't personally collect the popcorn buckets, but I appreciate what they are for people. And I do think it's fun to see the different designs. One of my favorites was the Cinderella coach bucket. I thought that that was really beautiful. And I think Disney gets really creative with them. So even though I don't personally get my popcorn in a collectible bucket, I do love what they are. And I like that tradition at Disney World. I agree with Carla in saying that it's an accessible snack, but also one that if you're waiting in those long lines, everybody's going to be a little bit happier. I have kids that get very hangry. You know, sometimes when they snap that switch, I'm like, oh, they need to eat. And having popcorn readily available for them and you can eat on it for a really long time is really great. Plus, it's delicious. Plus, it's iconic. So I gave Disney popcorn a 98. It's a perfect snack.
I can't argue. It's amazing.
Your highest score.
Well, we have two so more far. Left, so she can't spoil her last two, but that's pretty high.
Okay, I know. No spoilers. I'm so bad at spoilers.
Yeah, I mean, if you're following along, you'll be able to know. But I just really love popcorn in general, and I love that Disney does it so well.
What's your go-to popcorn location? Like, I have one that I want to get popcorn from every single time.
It's so funny because the first one that came to my mind is the cart that's right in front of the Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom. Hmm. I don't know why that's the first one that came to my mind, but we get popcorn there a lot.
I have to get my popcorn from the one that's just outside of, right between the Jungle Cruise and the Aladdin ride, the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. I don't know why. It just tastes its absolute best when we get it from that cart.
Yeah, interesting.
I was going to say, and then I get mine from Hollywood Studios right at the corner of like Sunset and Hollywood Boulevard. Mm. There's a little cart there.
Hollywood Studios has popcorn so readily available. Like, there are so many popcorn spots in Hollywood Studios. Like, just in that little main hub, I think there's like four different places.
We get it to the left of the Chinese Theater where Mickey and Minnie's Railway is, Runaway Railway. There's a spot right there that we like to get
and
it
we always
to.
Get it right before you head over towards where the Little Mermaid ride is. The Little Mermaid show is coming back, right? There's one that's right before you go underneath that arch, and that's where we always get it from. But I think we get it almost from all three every single trip because it's $2.25 for a refill right now, like unheard of.
That's why I love this snack as well, because it's a snack that you can continue getting. You know, once you buy it once, you can continue refilling it. So it's you get a lot of value out of it. I really like it.
And having the lid on your, if you buy the cheap refill, right, being able to put a lid on it and take it on the ride with you. Like, what other snack do you have you can do that with?
Yeah, love it. Okay, we only have a few left. I hope listeners are agreeing with us a little or learning a little, or if not, I want to hear about it because, like I said at the beginning of this episode, people get really emotional about their snacking. Like, I'm still a little upset about the Mickey bar and Becky's score. Let's talk. We have two left. Let's talk about churros. Churros are a Disney staple. People know about churros and Disney being a thing. You can get them at a lot of places. I do think I personally know the best place at Disney World to get churros, but you can get them at a lot of parks and locations. And so that's important to know. I did say they are a Disney staple, but I think it's important for listeners to understand that they are a Disneyland staple. They are better on the West Coast. They are more iconic on the West Coast. And I think people get confused and think the churros they're getting at Disney World are the churros that you're getting at Disneyland. And the facts are that they are not.
I agree. There's one churro on Walt Disney World property that I would give high points to. We are not talking about that. Of course, I'm talking about the ones that you can get at Nomad Lounge and Animal Kingdom. Everything about those churros plus the location and the ambiance is perfection. We are talking about the churros that you get everywhere else. They are dry. They are hard. They are not great. And for that, I'm giving them a 39.
Yeah, I agree. They're dry and hard. They are almost also chewy, which is a weird thing to accomplish, to be dry, hard, and chewy. I love cinnamon snacks. That's my favorite thing. I love cinnamon rolls and like anything like that. And so a churro is right up my alley. I do love the churro at Nomad Lounge at Animal Kingdom. I do. Every other one, the ones you get from the churro carts, those are those bad ones. And so I also gave it a low score of a 47 because I think it just doesn't do the Disney churro justice. I think it like masquerades as a Disney churro, and then people get them and think that they know what they're getting, and then it's a huge letdown.
I agree on the churro situation. Is the churros at the Nomad Lounge, aren't they like gluten-free or something? Isn't there something about that?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And they're really good.
Yeah, they are amazing.
I just don't think you can compare, like those are, I just want it to be clear that those aren't really in the conversation here.
Yeah, definitely
that's
not.
That's the Disney World churro. That's like its own brand of churro. And if you want a churro at Disney World, that's where you're going to go. Otherwise, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
And so the one I'm ranking specifically is the 47.
It's the one that you're going to get at any cart.
Yeah.
It's very mediocre to me. I do cinnamon. When you guys are talking about the Pop-Tarts and wanting them to be like the cinnamon sugar, brown sugar ones, I love a good churro. It's mediocre. I gave it a 50.
Yeah, I think that's fair. All right, that's going to bring us to our last snack. I think anybody keeping tabs, taking notes, anybody that's done their research is probably going to be able to guess what our last snack is. We're going to maybe be torn here. The Mickey pretzel. It's a soft pretzel shaped like Mickey. I love any food that's shaped like Mickey. It gets points for me there. I also want to say that you can get it with the typical pretzel cheese, if that's even what you can call that. It's not, I mean, it is a cheese-like substance, or, you know, mustard. I know some people like to put in their pretzel. I just like to eat my pretzels completely plain, just salt. You are going to work up quite an appetite at Disney World. And there is not a single, probably a single Disney day where we're in parks and we don't get a Mickey pretzel. We usually get two of them. We throw them on our stroller and we just tear off bits and we all take turns eating them. You know, my kids love to each eat an ear on their own. I think it's really filling. They are a little hard, I will say. In terms of a soft pretzel, don't think you're getting like a nice, warm, soft, delectable pretzel in that way. It's definitely not the best pretzel I've ever had, but it does hit the spot for me every time for whatever reason. The texture doesn't necessarily bother me. It is really salty when you get it like that and it's so good. I like the Mickey pretzel. And so I'm just going to go ahead and say that it's not my favorite snack, but it is something we get every time. And I gave it a 73.
I have visions of my kids eating Mickey pretzels, waiting for Happily Ever After on Main Street. Like, it holds a place in my heart in terms of just feeling like classic Disney. I don't like that it's a little bit tough, but if you get it when they're fresh and you dip it in the plastic cheese, it's a really solid Disney treat for me. I gave it a 72.
Oh, wow. We were right there by each other.
Pretty cool.
Gosh, I really love a soft pretzel, but you guys keep saying it's hard. And every time I get it, they're hard. And the only thing redeeming about it is the hot garbage cheese on the side, which for some reason is delicious. And I don't know why. I don't even think it's cheese. I think it's like cheese flavor. I want to say that the container says like cheddar and then underneath it, cheese flavor. Anyways, it's not good yet, surprisingly good. And it's one of those iconic snacks at Disney. And for that, I gave it a 78.
Oh, we're all in the 70 range on that one.
Yeah, okay. I'm actually happy with everybody's scores. I thought you guys were going to dog the pretzel. And it's just one that we have to have every time we go. And so I had to make sure it got a pretty decent score from me. I like it. Yeah, it is a little hard, but it's redeemable. There's a lot of things about it that are redeeming. And I think it's a good one. Okay, I'm so excited. That's our scores. Those are the snacks you've probably heard about, planned for, thought about if you're planning your first trip, or you've probably had them if you've been to Disney World before. So we're going to take one last quick break to tally these scores. And when we come back, we will have the official ranking of the Disney snacks as chosen by you, our listeners, and us, your hosts.
Hey there, friends. I'm Katie Boone, one of your podcast co-hosts. I'd love to invite you to join my Facebook Disney planning community called Planning Disney with Babies, Toddlers, and Preschoolers. In my group, I love discussing all the aspects of planning your magical vacation with little ones. Find my community at facebook.com/groups/PlanDisneyWithLittleOnes. Again, that's facebook.com/groups/PlanDisneyWithLittleOnes. When you join, don't forget to tell me you heard about my group on the podcast. See you there.
Are you planning a Disney or Universal vacation and wanting a unique t-shirt to show your fandom? Do you like having a shirt that causes random strangers to stop you and say, "Hey, I like your shirt"? Then check out magicteesforme.com. That's magic, T-E-E-S, for me.com. You can scroll through the pages of designs or use the search bar to find a specific theme. Looking for a rare idea? Give it a search. Disney, Universal, or something else altogether. That's magicteesforme.com. Unique tees for park people.
All right, we are back. Becky has done our math for us. We have our totals. Maybe you followed along and you already know the order. I do not. I am going to learn this right along with you, as is Carla. Becky's going to read us off. We did 15 snacks today, starting with number 15. I cannot wait to find out. I'm actually really nervous what is going to be crowned the best Disney snack. Becky, take it away. What do we got?
Number 15 on our list, with a score of 38 on average, is school bread. I think it's deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That's number 15. I agree. Pick something else.
Yeah. All right. Number 14 with a score of 40.66. Some of these were so close, ladies. We had to go 3 decimal places in order to figure out which of these ranks above each other. So number 14 is the Pongu Lumpia. Is that how we say it?
Mm-hmm. Oozing spring roll.
I'm so happy that these two are the lowest ones.
I agree.
That checks out for me. That's perfect. All right. 13. What do we got?
Katie's coming for us, ladies. Number 13 with a score of 42 on average is the Lunchbox Tart.
I feel great about that. I feel good if we're warning listeners that it's not necessarily worth the hype, unless a brown sugar one shows up. And maybe it's been there and I just missed it and I didn't know. So if it has, please correct me. But if it hasn't and it comes, I'll try it again.
Feeling so far so good. I agree with where we're ranking. Number 12, coming in with a score of 45.3, 45 and a third, is a churro, Disney churro.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised churro edged out Lunchbox Tart, but that, okay, that feels good.
Yeah, I think maybe even just it being a Disney classic, I don't know.
Yeah.
Number 11 with a score of 69.333 is the Cheeseburger Spring Roll.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed in you two.
Well, I like that it didn't quite make the top 10.
I agree. I wouldn't put it top 10.
Yeah, I don't think it's a top 10 snack.
I agree. So now that takes us into what is our top 10 snacks. And Allie may disagree with this, but on top 10, hitting the top 10 is the Jack Jack Num Num cookie.
It is good, but is it a top 10? I don't know, but I'm okay with it because it is a good cookie.
Fair, fair, fair. Our next two are actually tied to the forever infinite decimal point. We, as the three of us, decided which of these two we broke the tie. So number 9 came in with a score of 73.33, which was the Fruit Nutella waffle, followed close right there. Same score, but we broke the tie and said Dole Whip takes the difference there.
Right before Becky started revealing these, just to be totally clear with listeners, Carla and I did not know where these two fell in their tie. We just knew that they were tied. I'm happy we broke it this way. Dole Whip feels more Disney to me, even though they're both really good. They're good choices. I think it makes sense only that Dole Whip would be higher.
So nobody's walking around with the Fruit and Nutella waffle on their t-shirt.
Seriously.
Correct. Exactly.
So true. So true. So maybe for that purpose, Dole Whip should have been in the top 5. I don't know. Let's have people weigh in on that. I think Dole Whip is iconic. It is iconic.
Yeah. It's weird that it's not in the top 5. I think that is surprising. Okay. Yeah. Let's see let's get closer.
I agree. Okay. Number 7 with a 47.3. So barely edging out the Dole Whip is the Mickey Pretzel with the plastic cheese.
Oh, that didn't make top 5, Becky. That's
it
your
didn't.
Fault.
It's you people ranking some of these other plastic tasting things.
All right, what's number 6?
Number 6 is the Croque Glacé in France with an 81.66.
Okay.
I think that's pretty solid. Carla, we really need to fix that for you. You really should like it.
I am surprised. I mean, I know we scored it high, but I'm kind of surprised it edged out the pretzel. But okay, fair enough.
Won the Dole Whip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not even like by a little. It's a decent gap there. All right. The top 5 we have, I will disagree, and you can take my Disney card if you want. Number 5 is the Mickey Premium Ice Cream Bar.
That's too low.
Rightfully so.
That's too low.
No, I'll give it to you. It should be in the five just for the picture, but close, 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 beating out the Mickey ice cream bar with a score of 84 is street corn.
It is delicious. It is. It has way better flavor than the Mickey bar. It's just not more Disney than the Mickey bar. So take that for what it's worth. Which one matters more to you?
Yeah, that's fair. And I can say I had braces as an adult, and I can say that this was one of the very first things that I ever had once those braces came off. And it lives up to it. It's so worth it. It's an amazing treat.
I was going to say, if you're going to try a new snack in all of Disney, like, this is the one you should try.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. I agree with that. That's a great way to put this.
And I love how you guys talk about the flavors of Animal Kingdom, because I've always been kind of resistant to the foods at Animal Kingdom because of my food allergies. But you guys have challenged me to try things that I wouldn't have tried before. So very, very worthy.
Yeah. Love it.
Top three. This breaks my heart. Number three with a score of 84.66 is caramel corn in Germany.
That should be low. That should be so much lower, but you gave it a 100. So we're stuck with it in the top three.
So good. It's so good. It's so good. Number two versus number one. Do you want me to tell you number two or number one?
Let's hear the winner. I think if you're following along, you probably know what the last two are. Mm-hmm. So I'm following along. Our last two snacks left are classic popcorn and Mickey beignets.
Which one do you think came out on top?
I feel like popcorn probably won.
I think popcorn came out.
What's number one?
Number one is popcorn. Number two is Mickey beignets. And they were close. Mickey beignets had a 91.33 and popcorn with a solid 93.
Hmm. I would venture to say that people are not going to agree with our number one choice.
You think?
No, I agree. But I think it's hard to argue something so classic. And so I think when I factored popcorn buckets and how popular and fun they are into my score. And I think a lot of people will do that. And because of that, I think they'll agree.
And I think that Disney popcorn is iconic enough. Like, I have a lounge fly that is literally just Disney popcorn. It has popcorn all over.
And it smells like popcorn too, doesn't it?
It smells like popcorn. It's a thing.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I think if beignets were available at Magic Kingdom, then maybe that could have been, it could have maybe won the number one spot. But I'm glad it was popcorn, something you can get everywhere, something that everybody, you know, for the most part, enjoys and likes, and it's going to make your kids happy for a longer period of time. It has so many things going for it. But I agree with you. The list is interesting. I think it panned out pretty well. Mickey Bar is a little low for me. And I love, Carla, that you said if you could pick one thing on the list that you should try that you haven't, my number one for that would be that street corn. So I'm so glad that it made the top five. It's not as well known as some of the other ones, and it should be.
Do you guys get that street corn? Like, because it's right there where you're getting off Expedition. Is it Expedition? No, it's when you're getting off of the Safari.
The Safari.
Do you get it before, like while you're waiting in line, or when you're getting off of the ride?
We get it after.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't eat it in line.
Mm-mm. No, we get it after. We love the Safari. Obviously, that's a must do. And once you check that big one off, it's nice to get a snack that's so delicious and then kind of decide where you are in your day, where you're heading toward Everest, toward Pandora, and have that corn along for the walk. So that's what we typically do.
It's making my mouth water right now. I like want it at this very moment.
Yep. It's great. Well, that was so fun. I actually am so excited to hear listener feedback on this. I hope that some people disagree with us. And if you do, I want you to tell us. And I hope we maybe change some minds, turn people onto some snacks they maybe weren't considering, or off of some snacks that they were considering, lunchbox tart. And I'm excited to hear all that feedback. So make sure you hit us up on social media. Check out our Patreon community, where our Diamond Mine subscribers are getting even more close conversations with the hosts and awesome guides and tips and strategies to help make your trip even better than it can be just even from listening to the show. We hope that we'll see you there. Also, if you want to help our podcast, if you like what you're hearing, one of the best things you can do, takes a couple seconds, totally free to you, leave us a review wherever you're listening. Leave us a review. Just recently, very recently, a listener, Kat Berger, said, "Love listening to this podcast. I don't have a park trip planned right now, but I want to plan one after every episode." I love that. I hope that listeners are feeling that same energy, because every time we record an episode, you know, whatever it is we're talking about, it makes me want to do that too. So today I want to go have all of these snacks. I need to plan a trip just so that I can. And I hope that other listeners can also agree with that. So we appreciate that review that you left. If you enjoyed this episode, you may also like our episode that we mentioned earlier, Disney Character Meals Ranked. Don't forget that for a limited time in our Facebook group, you can get our companion character meal guide full of helpful information that goes right along with some of the things we talked about there. I think we nailed that ranking just like we did this one. So be sure to give it a listen if you haven't already. After the new year, we're quickly starting to think about our spring break plans. You may want to give our episode, How to Avoid Spring Breakdowns at Disney, a listen. It talks all about a spring break trip. Becky and I just both had recently taken one when we recorded that. And it's full of information you're going to need to know if you choose to go to Disney World in that very, very busy, hectic time of year. Until next time, we'll see you real soon.